What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's check in with Captain Ryan Lambert, our plastic man, who he was kicked off the island, at least the duck boats. They were all full. He couldn't hitch a ride, but he's got some other plans. Captain Ryan, what are the reports, man? We're reopening the third split. Man, I got some fantastic numbers as far as what the flyover indicated. Are y'all seeing those numbers down in Plaquemines Parish?
Well, first of all, happy birthday, buddy.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
I was out the last Wednesday and yesterday, and really all I saw was teal, but the negative tides had no water in the marsh, you know, so they had big flocks of teal, but all the big birds were sitting off, and I'm sure we had some water this morning, although we got a -3, you know, that's about the edge line, and we had a southeast wind last night, so we had water this morning. And they'll be pounding because those birds, there's a lot of birds around, even a few mallards. So I think when that north wind comes tomorrow morning, it's going to be on like crazy.
I believe you're right. I think there's going to be some phenomenal hunting until that deep freeze comes. What is the temperature where you cut it off and you say, nah, it's just too brutal to go out?
51.
51. That's when you're in Mexico. That's not down here.
I seen it in the 30s in Mexico already. But I we don't cut it off. We go stick with it. But I don't go out at daylight. I don't cross the river in the dark when it's blowing 30, 35, and 29 degrees. We'll wait till daylight. We'll go out there. The ducks aren't going anywhere. You know, I don't like shooting them at daylight anyhow. Wait till it's safe. Everybody get their life jackets on, and we go crossing them big 28-foot boats. But we don't take any chances.
You know, we talk about fish kills during these times, these hard Arctic blasts. I don't seem to recall as many fish kills around Plaquemines as I do in places like Grand Isle and Lafitte and Dulac and Cocodrie, those places. For some reason, maybe those fish get in the river where it's deeper water, quicker.
You know, historically, we had all these big deep holes, but we don't have them anymore. You know, we don't have those big 60, 80-foot holes like we used to. You know, they all filled up with the dead marsh when it died off. But plus, you know, it's a little warmer here than most places. You know, sometimes up there 5 degrees or so. But this year we've had so much cold lately that the fish are maybe acclimating a little bit. So it's going to get to 29 here. But I don't think that's going to kill them. Because another thing, we have those negative tides that push those fish off the shallow water and off the marsh. So they're in the canals and channels. So I don't foresee a lot of fish kills here. You know, as long as, just depends. If it blows north, the west side will be fine. And the east side, there's lots of water on the east side for them to get deep, you know, all those river channels and stuff. So, and that's warm water coming off the Gulf that'll be pushing in if they have north. So these winds are going to be north. Today it's going to be west, so that's going to suck everything out. But when the big winds come, they're going to be northeast. So that's a good thing. It'll a lot of big warm water coming in off the Gulf, and then on the other side it'll be pushed out. So, you know, everything matters. You know, it's just so much goes into it. But if you're in a spot where you have shallow water and no deep spots off your marsh, well, yeah, you're going to get some fish kills. You know, I'm hoping the water is cold enough where they acclimated already to a lot of this coolness and just get on the bottom and just hang out instead of instead of getting, you know, coming up to the top, floundering and dying.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the water temperature has been cold enough to kind of keep them from being in too shallow water throughout the winter so far, and hopefully they'll be okay.
That's the last thing we need.
Oh, yeah. We don't definitely
need. It's been the best trout year in a long time, and I would hate to see it, you know, us take another hit, because it was 2016 we took a hit. Mm-hmm. Then 2010 we took a hit with the oil spill. So, you know, we don't need another one right now, that's for sure.
Well, assuming worst-case scenario and we get down into the 20s, down there by you, it hardly ever gets to that, maybe right around freezing or 30s, and the fish get stunned a little bit. How long does it take for the fishing to resume? Does it take a long time, or is it just a couple days and they're back in it again?
It just depends on if they get hurt or not. If they get hurt, you know, all it takes is the water to warm up a couple of degrees, because, you know, they're cold-blooded. They whatever the water is, that's what they are. So, and this thing isn't going to last long. It's going to warm right back up. So, I don't, you know, if they get shocked, I think by the end of the week, they'll be right back on it.
Yeah, let's
hope so.
The
redfish for sure. But you just have to really, really slow down. Their metabolism is so slow. You know, you have to crawl a bait around to get them to eat. So, you know, it'll be a few days. I'm gonna hunt Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and go to Mexico Thursday. So when I get back, I'm going to hunt the last 2 days. Maybe I get you down one of those evenings, and we'll close the season out, and then we'll go to fishing every day. So, yep. We'll know for sure by then.
Well, let me know. I got some unused shells I need to use up, so let me know what you got going on.
If you don't, I got plenty.
All right. Well, have a good trip down there in Mexico. You can maybe stay warm down there and then come on back and pick it up where it leaves off. By the way, I wanted to mention to you, I had to drop off my truck for a little recall thing over at Lakeshore Chrysler, and the guy that was working the service department told me that you are his favorite guy to hear on Saturday mornings.
Really?
I tried to talk him out of him and tell him how rotten of a person you were, but he wouldn't believe me. He just wouldn't believe me.
You know, I ask people why when they tell me that kind of stuff. I say, why? You know, we're just passion. You know, I got so much passion for the outdoors and for Louisiana, and I guess it must come out, because I can't talk enough about it and can't work hard enough to save it.
Well, you can't hide it, that's for sure. You really are one passionate guy. Well, listen, have a good trip, and we'll catch you on the backside. Give them that phone number if somebody wants to give you a call and check out the last few days of duck season or get into some of that fishing.
Yeah, they can call me at 504-559-5111, and just go to Cajun Fishing Adventures and check it out, and we'll get you fixed up, because we're booking the fishing season now.
All right. See you next time.
Bye, brother.
There he goes, Captain Ryan Lambert. We call him the Plastic Man. If you're wondering, and the first time you listen, you wonder why we call him that, ask him about fishing with shrimp. You'll find out quick.